This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. So who won and who lost? It's the day after the Democratic presidential candidates debate on CNN. AP correspondent Will Weissert says former Vice President Joe Biden had a pretty good night.
He has been criticized in the past for being a little bit sort of unsteady and sort of wandering with some of his answers. He was very crisp and had a lot of, you know, clear, short answers this time. And I think he portrayed himself pretty well.
But a lot of the headlines this morning are about Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders. She stuck by her accusation that Sanders told her privately in 2018 that a woman couldn't beat President Trump.
Can a woman beat Donald Trump? Look at the men on this stage. Collectively, they have lost 10 elections. The only people on this stage who have won every single election that they've been in are the women. Amy and me.
Bernie Sanders vigorously denied ever saying a woman can't beat President Trump, and he made this promise.
If any of the women on this stage or any of the men on this stage win the nomination, I hope that's not the case. I hope it's me. But if they do, I will do everything in my power to make sure that they are elected in order to defeat the most dangerous president in the history of our country.
President Trump, meanwhile, was at a campaign rally in Milwaukee saying the Democrats want to defeat him so badly they've lost their minds.
They say he's going to win, he's never going to leave. You know, these people, it's called Trump derangement syndrome. It really is. They are.
The House votes today to send the charges against President Trump to the Senate for an impeachment trial. He is accused of abuse of power and obstruction of Congress. The vote is expected around midday today. Later today, lawmakers in the House will walk the documents across the building to the Senate. This is AP News. There's a big winner in the Jeopardy contest.
It is said fortune favors the bold, and such was the case for Jeopardy! Mega Champion Ken Jennings. He sealed his third win in the game show's Greatest of All Time contest, pocketing a cool $1 million fortune in the process. Jennings used boldness to build a lead, twice betting all his points on a daily double and winning both times. To emphasize his high roller mentality, Jennings signaled his intention by imitating the gesture of a poker player who pushes all his chips to the center of the table. James Holzhauser won just one match during the tournament, Brad Rutter, none. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
A Virginia man's been charged with lunging at Taco Bell employees with a knife after getting angry about the type of taco they gave him, say police. They say he began arguing with the employees about the price of menu items, eventually pulling a knife and threatening them with it. Nobody was hurt. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.